Welcome to my Pivoting Your Mindset podcast. My podcast will help you navigate and explore the power of changing your thoughts. I'll help you learn how to set healthy boundaries and to gain confidence in who you are. I'm Jennifer Whalen, your host. I'm a certified life breakthrough coach, and I've been in your shoes. I felt stuck, frustrated, and beaten down, and I also know what it feels like to be confident, and I want the same for you. Throughout these episodes, you will hear my story and find hope, encouragement, and practical advice that will help you along the way. So grab a notebook and your favorite beverage and let's jump right in. I don't know how long this podcast is going to be, but a few weeks ago, God really placed this topic on my heart because I don't know if it's because I miss some time with my journaling or I just know how beneficial it is for me. So because I know how beneficial it is for me, I wanted to share something and maybe it will prompt you to start journaling yourself. Maybe it's just something God wanted me to share. Either way, I told you I was going to show up with what I feel God is placing on my heart. So here I am. I've been a journaler for years. That's a little hard to say, journaler. Journaler for years. I started out journaling, which I didn't really call it journaling back then. I started when my kids were little. I would write a little bit each day in the calendar. You know, those hanging calendars, like wall calendars with the little squares. I would write in those little squares kind of what the girls wore that day, or maybe a little bit of something about what we did, maybe a smiley face, a heart, or something, just to share kind of a little bit about our day. And I love to look back and like see what they wore, you know, when we went to this event or that event or whatever. But that's how I started it. And I didn't even realize it was journaling. But over the years, it got longer and longer. So I wrote more, I journaled more, and then I got to this place in my life that just was, I was in so much pain. I was hurt very deeply by my spouse at the time. And so I started counseling and we did that once, 1 hour a week, which really didn't give me enough time to get everything out that I was feeling. And then on top of that, the ammo that he kept giving me that I needed to get out was continuing to come at me. So my counselor suggested that I just write out all my feelings. So that's really when I feel like my journaling took off. I would write down the things that I could never get out to tell anyone. And even my counselor, some things I couldn't even share with her. I just couldn't put it into words. And so during my journaling time, I would cry. I would beg God to help me. It almost turned into like a prayer where I would just pray to God, but it would be in writing. I would then write Bible verses, and some days all I could just write would be, Lord, I have no idea what to say. I have no words, and I have absolutely no strength left. Some days the words wouldn't even stop. Like, it's like I wrote page after page after page of everything that I was feeling. I remember some of the pages would have tear stains, like literally, like the words were washed away because I would be crying. Sometimes I couldn't even see the paper because I was crying so hard. But I kept writing. I kept crying and I would get it all out. I remember back then I would hide my book between my mattresses or I would take it with me every single time I left the house because I would never want my kids to find it and read it with what all I was pouring into that book. And I definitely didn't trust my husband at the time to not read it and take what I was saying and somehow twist it around on me. So my journal was kept near and dear to me. During this time, my kids would see me journaling. Not every time, not the times like I just told you where I was pouring and crying. But they would see me journaling. And I would talk to them a little bit about getting their thoughts out. Because even though we try to hide our marital struggles with our kids, they know. They see way more than what we think they see. But in that moment, you think that you are protecting them. Anyway, so I would tell them to journal. And we would have quiet times every day. And I would be like, okay, if you don't have anything to do, just write in your journal. Or, you know, you could color, you could do whatever. Just quiet time. So, but they would watch me and then they would want to do what I was doing, which they would see me journaling. So over time, I encouraged them to journal and, you know, they could pick a pretty journal or they could pick just a notebook, whatever they wanted to journal in. Sometimes maybe they didn't journal with words, but they would draw, just draw in the book about how they were feeling, or they would draw about what they were, you know, what we did that day. And just like I said earlier, it was special between them and God. That book is private. It was only, and I kept reassuring my kids, you know what? I'm not going to read this unless it's something that you want me to look at and read at. This is your book. So you can leave it out. You can put it wherever it's safe. It's a safe place. I wanted them to know that it's a safe place because it's a safe place for me to share my feelings. And I really wanted to make sure that I expressed that to them, that they could express whatever they were feeling, whether good or bad, without any chance that someone would read it, or, you know, that I would read it and I would discipline them about something that they would say in their journal. This was a very special place for them to just get out their thoughts. Sometimes they would share their pages with me and it was just absolutely precious. It could be a drawing about what they did. They could draw like if they wore something, they would have a picture of me or a picture of them in the outfits they wore. I mean, it was just so sweet. So if you're listening and you have young ones, I really encourage you to do this with them because it lets them get their thoughts out and their feelings out, like I said, good or bad. But then if they share them with you, your heart will melt because you get to see what's really on their mind. So I don't know if my kids really journal still today. I think possibly they do, but I don't know. I would like to hope that they do because I know what an impact it does make on me. And I know I'm talking about journaling and I'm making it sound like it's a counseling session, but it really can be because there's so many benefits when it comes to, you know, your mental health when it comes to journaling. Like, they are connected, even though you might not think that they are, they really are. And I'm going to talk to you about some ways that journaling can help you. And I hope by the end of this, you think, oh, I want to give journaling a try because I really do see the benefits. And I have felt the benefits of it over the years. So some of the ways that journaling can help you, it can really help you to prioritize your problems, your fears, your stressors, things like that. Things that you could get overwhelmed with. Your journaling can kind of help you see what all's on your mind and kind of help you process it. When I talk to my clients, I tell them that I suggest that they do a thought download daily. And this really is similar to a journal because I just let them know to get all their thoughts out, your positive, your negative, and then you can really process what's on your mind instead of it just spinning around. I always say, you know, it's kind of like that hamster on the hamster wheel. It's going to keep going and going and going until you take it off of that wheel and do something else with it. Same thing with our thoughts. They can stay in our head rolling around, but once we get them out of our mind and we really process where those thoughts are coming from or what we should do with those, that's where the changes happen, not just thinking about it. So some people like to use their journaling to track their food. And if you're struggling with some gut issues or you're struggling with staying consistent with your health and wellness journey, I highly suggest you do that because you could track your food and then you can kind of pinpoint why your weight loss journey isn't happening or why you maybe feel stuck in your weight loss journey. Because sometimes if you journal your food, I mean like every bite of the food that you eat and drink, you're really going to start to see a pattern and what really could be holding you back. But sometimes we, you know, have a bite here and have a bite there and you don't really think that it's going to hinder your progress, but it could be. So sometimes journaling when it comes to food is going to really be beneficial to kind of see, you know, if you eat this food, then you're having stomach issues. Well, there could be a connection. You can also write down your feelings and your thoughts if you felt someone triggered you. Now, you have to stay in your lane and work on you when it comes to your triggers. And if you didn't listen to my podcast episode about triggers, go back and listen to it because I talk about how your triggers cannot dictate others' actions. So when you journal about your triggers, it helps you to take that time to process why you are triggered with what they said or what they did, and then what you can do about it and how you can control it. Because in the end, You are the one in control of you. You can't control that other person. That's why I say stay in your lane, because you literally can only take care of what's happening inside of your head and your thoughts. So if something's triggering you, you can't dictate their actions so that they don't trigger you. You have to get control of your feelings and your thoughts around that that you feel triggered, and then process them. Journaling can also be a place where you just pour out positivity to yourself and about yourself. You take time to brag about yourself. You pat yourself on the back. You just, sometimes we look at ourselves and we don't want to praise ourselves or uplift ourselves in front of people because you feel like you're bragging. Your journal will be a place that you could do that, where you could really point out all the good that you're doing, all the changes that you're making. You could look back, you can journal all the positive, but then you can also journal when you speak negatively about yourself. Because if you're pouring into your journal and you're constantly pointing out all the things you're doing wrong, and then you're struggling with feeling stuck, you could look at your journal and you could be like, okay, all I've done in the last week is speak negatively about myself. And then once you see that, you can flip the script in your head and start journaling the positive things. So journaling really can encourage you to be positive about yourself, but it could also have you do a little bit of self-critical thinking too, so that you can see what you're feeling and what you're thinking, and what you're feeling and thinking is not you, but it's something that you're experiencing. Your thoughts and your feelings don't define you. You're just having those thoughts and your feelings and that experience. So journaling can really help improve your mental health. I think journaling can really encourage self-confidence. I think if you write out your goals, I'm a big believer in that, that if you think that you want to accomplish something and you write out your goals, you're going to stick to those goals more than just thinking about them, because they'll go out of your mind. If you write them down and you see them, then you can work through them and create smart goals with little steps along the way. And I also think when you journal, you get creative, because you're stepping out of that zone of just saying, you know, your thoughts and going to work and leaving work. And what the journaling gives you time to do is really be creative with your thoughts. You can speak positive, you can speak negative, and you can process your thoughts. And then you might even also dream. Journals don't have to be right now. You could be thinking about the future. You could be thinking about your goals, all that. And like I said, like I told my kids, you don't have to journal just words. You can draw pictures. No one's going to judge your drawing. Trust me. No one's going to look at it. So if you want to draw what you're feeling instead of writing that day, you can. There's really so many different ways that I tell people that they can journal. I started with writing in little squares on a calendar on my wall, just the day-to-day things and what my kids wore. And it's still enjoyable to look back and read about that. Or when they lost their first tooth and you wrote it on the calendar. And there's been times in my life that I journal in books, like pretty books. There's been times that I journal with just a calendar. So you can look back and you can go through your calendar and each square has something that you did or that you wanted to remember. Journaling can be words. It can be drawings. It can be flowers that you press into a page of a book. It could be scriptures that stand out to you that day. It could really just be your prayers. The whole book could be about prayer requests, and you could go back and you can write when those prayers are answered. It could be words of affirmation. There's really absolutely no wrong way to journal. And one thing I want you to remember is that journaling is your journal. I guess because I journal the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I always taught my girls that journals are a safe place and that I would never read them. Now, I know not everyone feels this way. So you have to make sure that your family respects that. And that way you can know, okay, I can leave my journal laying around and no one's going to read it. My family knew that this was a safe place for us to process our feelings. So it was not for anyone else to pick up and read. But if you don't feel like you could just leave your journal laying around, do like I did. Take it with you or put it between the mattresses. But really, if you're not sure, just get something small. You can even do a journal on your phone. And you could do, you know, I'm sure they make apps or whatever out there. So if you follow me on social media, you saw that I did a poll, and I think I did the poll actually in my Facebook group, which I would love for all of you ladies to come and join us over there. But I just wanted to see kind of where people were when it came to journaling, and I've talked to my clients and I've talked to different friends, and the majority of what I'm hearing is that people say, well, I don't really know what to journal about. And it's a little intimidating to think about starting journaling and just with a blank piece of paper. So what I've decided to do is I'm in the process of working on a digital 30-day journal with prompts. So it's going to prompt you like a question, and then you journal about that question. And you answer that question truthfully, honestly, and what you're feeling in that moment. And then you can see where that journal takes you for that day. I'm hoping to be finished by the end of this month, which is March. It depends on when you're listening to this. And it's going to be a free download. I'm going to release it first to my Facebook group community. So if you're in there, be on the lookout. It will be coming to you first. If you're not in there, I would very much love you to come over there. I invite you to come in. It's a safe place. It's a community where I want to provide safe for you to share your feelings and thoughts with other ladies. I want us to have fun. I want us to have encouragement. And most of all, I want us to connect. So if that's something that sounds good to you, to connect with other women and just have fun, I want you to come and join me over there. The name of the community is called Beautiful Minds, and it is spelled a little bit different because it's beautiful minds. So you can find the link down in my show notes, and I would love to have you join us over there. It's a free group. It's like a part of me and my coaching, but it's a free area where I can share things with you. And maybe you aren't ready to have a one-on-one coach, or maybe you're not even ready for a group coaching program, but this is a place that you can get some valuable information and advice and encouragement in a safe place for you. So anyway, I love building this group, and I can't wait to see where God's going to take it. So I definitely want you to be there. So again, you can find the link in my show notes. But once I get this 30-day journal complete, I'm going to release it for the public. And if you're listening to the podcast and you're not in my Beautiful Minds community on Facebook, I'm going to start putting it in the show notes once it's done. That way, if you're listening to the podcast and you want to look down in the show notes, you can grab your copy. Like I said, it's going to be a free 30-day journal, but it's going to have prompts so that you will be kind of guided, and it gives you direction. Of course, you don't have to do them in order, or you could take the question that I ask and it would kind of snowball into something else. So I hope this podcast encourages you to give journaling a try. I know it's not for everyone, but you never know if you don't try it. So I always like to leave you with a quote or a challenge or something like to inspire you. So this week, I want to challenge you with this thought. I want you to look for something positive each day, even if some days you have to look a little harder to find that positive piece. And then, bonus of the challenge, write it in your journal. Okay, until next time, I will talk to y'all soon. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. Remember, your current situation does not determine your future. If you found this episode valuable, please consider sharing it with a friend or leaving a review. I want to invite you to join us in our mentorship program. This is a place where you get weekly coaching from a certified coach. This mentorship has a team of coaches that specialize in so many areas. If you need help with confidence and boundaries, or maybe you're a stay-at-home mom thinking about starting a business, or maybe you're just struggling to find your calling, we have a team that will help you in all those areas plus more. This could be exactly what you're looking for. It's like having a one-stop shop, but for coaching, but at a fraction of the price. We truly believe that God has created this, and we can't wait for you to be a part of it. There's a link in my show notes if you want more details. And again, don't forget to take my quiz to discover any hidden barriers that might be holding you back and learn how you can move forward with confidence and with clarity. I want to thank you again for your support. It really does mean so much to me.